This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, stuff put in a penis or vagina. Wow. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with more made-for-TV revolutionary offers exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners just in time for the holiday season. How many times has this happened to you? You're carving your big turkey for the holidays when, ouch, you cut your finger on another sharp knife. That's why at Mazing Industries, we're offering for the first time our patented double-handle carving knife, a must in every kitchen. It's our surefire safety knife. On one end, you'll find an ergonomically designed, easy-to-grip handle. And on the other end, you'll find an ergonomically designed, easy-to-grip handle. That's right, folks. Right. There's no blade at either end.
Oh!
Made of space-age polymers, my Surefire safety knife is guaranteed you just can't hurt yourself. Huh. Keep it anywhere. On the counter, in the kitchen drawer, in the pack-and-play, in the shower. This bladeless wonder gives you the same Surefire results every time. Sure. No cuts, no slices. The Surefire safety knife is an unsharp knife for people who aren't that sharp. Only cutting-edge technology can bring you a knife with no cutting edge. Uh-huh. Only $39.95 or three easy payments of $18.95 each.
Wow.
Order in the next minute and I'll throw in just in time for that holiday party you're giving for friends and guests who are nudists a set of our wildly popular scrotum coasters. Just drop them down, flop them down, and enjoy.
And coast.
How can I make such an amazing offer? Easy. I'm Billy Mazing. Oh. Happy holidays.
Yes, sir.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, let's talk about stuff you put in your rectum. How?
All right. Show a little enthusiasm, please. I list them out.
In my case, they're nothing.
Yeah. A website known as The Defector has compiled a list of the unusual foreign objects that got stuck in people's orifices in 2024.
I just love these lists of, you know, they'll have the somber people we lost in 2024.
In memoriam.
And then coming up, objects, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, found in the rectums.
Our reports taken from, as Tom mentioned, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits.
Okay.
The site's annual list include the following items found in. We're going to start with penises. Are you ready?
These are found in wieners.
Wieners.
Okay. All right.
What?
All right.
This is awful. Ooh, wait a minute.
Like a golf tee or,
okay.
What is the name of
this? Golf tee's not on here. The one.
Well, yeah, we're not doing it right.
That's how 2022.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's so dated.
They call that sounding, Tom, when,
yes.
you,
yeah.
when you insert
is
something.
That because of the sound of you screaming?
Man, this is so specific. Well, okay.
Chopstick we always get.
That's not on here.
Huh.
AirPod.
Oh.
Right in the old ween.
AirPod.
Yes. These are things found in penises. There.
Well, you go.
Well,
you don't put the whole thing in.
No, just the top part.
Oh, so you can still hear out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be.
You can still talk through it.
Should we start mentioning this in the Raycon commercial? They'll fit in your ears. Not necessarily your penis.
A pen cap. Okay. I'm thinking the
like the old Bic?
Yeah.
The
okay.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you mean a Q-tip. That's what I call pen caps.
Yeah.
A pen. P-E-N.
Jeez. Oh,
a coffee stirrer. Now we know why Tom has so many.
Yeah.
Throw and he puts them in his mouth.
Boy, these things, well, you wouldn't, this would be, these are wooden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go the plastic.
Splinters.
Yeah.
Some of them are splinters, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to go with the Starbucks one.
How'd you like to have a urethral splinter?
Oh, my
God.
Somebody's so turned on by that.
How do you get it out? I mean, if it went,
really tiny tweezers.
Yeah.
You have to go to the doctor for that. A screw.
Oh.
Jeez.
A paper clip.
A Phillips or a flathead?
Are you talking about, that's screwdriver, the screw you.
Well, still.
I guess the head does have.
Yeah.
A countersinkable or.
A wax.
I stripped it.
This is interesting. A wax straw, not a paper one, because I guess that would, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe that's your traditional straw. Maybe they're called wax straws.
Plastic okay. straw. Handle of a plastic spoon.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this next one. Okay, these are things found in penises.
In the male member.
This is just awful.
Glue. Well, you put the glue it together?
You put the tip of the glue in in there and then squeeze it in?
No, yeah. Why would you glue it together?
I kind of figured I tried that once.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I was like, you know, if I don't have to worry about it, if it's glued shut, maybe I'll get a lot more done.
Okay, this next one. Okay, a rolled up magazine.
No.
Now, wait a second.
It has to be just a page.
Yeah, they mean a page from the magazine.
Gotta be.
Although magazines, sadly, are getting thinner.
That's true.
Are your urethras bigger than ours?
I always assume so.
I assume. Well,
but I don't know that to be true.
Because you have two different substances coming out of that. Right?
It depends. They intersect at some point.
Right.
Kind of
but the exit
from the same doorway.
Okay.
Yeah. Ring from a Powerade bottle. That's pretty specific.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that was caught around the outside and they had to remove it. Or is it inside?
It's inside.
How would you get that?
Well, you would squeeze it shut and then it would open it up and maybe that's what you're into.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this sounding stuff is really fascinating. Ugh. If you're a sounder, please write us.
write Josh.
Yeah, not us.
Don't,
sorry, Mark.
Don't write the text line because I have to read those.
Send pictures to Jeff Oz.
A phone charging cable.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I know. Which what is it?
Well, I would go with that.
Is it a C?
A lightning.
Well, a lightning.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, it's the wrong one for what you need.
A thermometer.
Invariable.
A thermometer. Right.
Whatever I'm sounding in the weekend. Oh, damn it, I brought the C. I need the lightning cable.
Exactly.
The thermometer. Josh caught that one. Mm. And then this guy took a piece of plastic coated paper from a milk carton. Rolled it tightly, wrapped it with tape to the size of greater than a crayon, and inserted it as far as he could into his penis.
Oh, I bet that feels good. I mean, man, that's crazy.
Like,
that makes my
I'm assuming
hurt.
He, it, you would need like a hammer, like you tap that thing in, or
not
how
if
are
you're,
you?
Not if you're angry. Like, that would make it rigid enough for you to put it in there, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the width of it, you're going to have to get it down there somehow.
That
I would think you need like a mallet.
I just don't understand it.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Do you get excited putting it in, or do you get excited like she
another
said?
Another good question.
Yeah, this is
a game. Do you insert
topic.
Something?
I don't need to know.
And then try to pee it out?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
that feels real good.
Maybe not peeing it out
like
either.
A game? Like, shoo.
You know what? This is one of those instances where I'm glad I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not judging those who are.
Now this next one, far more interesting.
Yeah, these were found in vaginas.
Okay.
Once again, this is from emergency rooms all across America, according to the United States official body known as the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
So you ready?
This is someone's job.
Somebody found in the emergency room, a woman came in apparently with a plastic Triceratops in her vagina.
Makes sense. So that's Rawr. it's also horny.
A shot glass.
I mean, by definition, right?
Right.
A shot glass.
Wow.
A toy fire truck.
Okay. Really?
I'm kind of confused how they get stuck, but
yeah.
Well, maybe the ladder.
Well, there is a suction.
Yeah, but you can still. Well,
yeah, you could push it out.
An egg.
Okay.
Hard boiled, I hope.
Well, maybe it was one of those
yoni egg.
Vibrating eggs or something.
Yoni egg, probably. Oh,
I bet this was I bet this is an egg.
An egg?
Yes.
All right.
A spork.
But wouldn't you have to boil it? Wouldn't it otherwise?
Yeah, not necessarily.
Wouldn't crack in there? I mean,
it could, but.
Are we discussing whether
we've got eggs in the fridge?
You know, she was fired from Denny's.
Use your hands.
Hey, look.
I told her.
Heidi, if you're not going to use your hands.
Look, get it down to room temperature after you've boiled it.
Weren't you at a bachelor party where there were eggs involved?
Was she shooting them out?
I don't know. As soon as I saw them, I left.
Oh.
I was so...
Well, you missed out on the omelet station. That's the best part of the party.
Well, I knew a woman. She had a hell of a trick. She put an egg up there and they came out deviled. I don't know how she did it.
Also found in vaginas and emergency rooms, a spork.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A bar of soap.
All right.
Deodorant.
Her vagina must have been cussing.
It was a penalty.
Deodorant?
Mm-hmm. Had to be a stick, right? Well, do they still have the round roll?
Yeah, they do. They have those.
Yeah. Well, I doubt if it was a can of Right Guard.
Well.
No, there's a trick.
A perfume
spread
bottle.
Spread them and spray.
Oh. Perfume bottle.
A pencil. Okay, now wait a minute.
Well, that's weird.
Pencil.
How do you get a pencil stuck?
I don't know.
Maybe like a golf pencil.
Maybe she went in sideways.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it says.
Two pencils is also in here. And then a pencil sideways, as Tom mentioned.
Oh, I hope it was one of those golf pencils.
Yeah.
Man.
Didn't we just say that?
Or mechanical.
Oh. You go.
Oh.
That would hurt.
Talk about a little prick.
Okay. How about this one? A curling iron.
No.
Preferably off.
Oh, preferably.
So. Yeah.
A dry erase marker.
These are things that were stuck?
Apparently found on the, yes, they were.
Maybe they got in too deep?
I don't know how they get stuck in there. This is in a woman's vagina.
Maybe they were just afraid, maybe they were younger and they freaked out and they were just afraid to, and they didn't even know they could retrieve it themselves.
I've never put anything up there that's not like licensed for that area.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Nothing?
Yes, nothing.
Not even like a hairbrush handle?
No. No.
We're excluding
like cucumber,
no.
The occasional errand mail.
See, I think as guys we're thinking
vegetables.
We would do everything.
Oh. I would use it as a coin purse.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I would keep change in it. I would keep loose.
Mine would be like Mary Poppins' bag.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pulling a lamp out.
Cigarettes, hard candy.
Yeah.
Flashlight.
It's like a clown car.
Oh, yeah.
No, you wouldn't. How about this one? A bag of soil.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, what's going on there?
Well, must have been a rather small. I'm hoping it wasn't
a bag of
50-pounder.
Fertilizing it again.
This is... this
mulch up.
You don't even need to write the joke. Keys.
Where did I leave those?
Find my keys and we'll drive out, I believe. Is the old vaudeville.
Right. Finger puppet. Well, that was a fun Friday night.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
What percentage of these involve intoxication, do you suppose?
I don't know, but that kind of makes me laugh. Finger puppet. Honey, I've got a game. And then here are a couple other patient reports. Partner was wearing an enhancement apparatus that became stuck following intercourse. I could see that.
Oh, I see. The man was wearing some sort of
the peg thing.
Okay.
Or like a C-ring.
It says partner, so it could have been a lady wearing
it. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then here's another quote. A patient was roughhousing with her husband, who lifted her up and accidentally dropped her on a hot dog cooker. with she was admitted with vaginal bleeding.
Ugh. Good Lord.
A hot dog cooker.
What?
I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that.
But no. I mean, I'm buying the fact that someone said that to an emergency room physician.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm sure he or she is going, that's not what happened.
No.
What about rectum?
I don't. That was all I have.
Oh,
we don't have any butts.
Yes, we do. Tomorrow.
Oh,
okay. That's the whole show.
That's
around.
The whole show.
Yeah. That's fine. I've already completed with these two.
He couldn't shoot his wad in one day.
I did. Just the fact that you know what you find that the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issues this an official government document
agency. Yeah.
Yeah, they also have it for the backside.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine, and I don't know for sure, that that's mostly guys.
Well, the penis stuff is.
I'm going to go 100%.
You know something these days? No.
You never know.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I would think mostly guys for the rectum area, yeah. That's what would be my guess, but you know, whatever you're into.
Now, a hot dog cooker...
I'm trying to, I don't know what that is.
You have a hot dog cooker, right?
But then it's shaped like a toaster.
Right. That's so what is another, I mean, the other ones are rolling, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think this was a made up story is what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hot dog cooker.
She doesn't mean one that you do on the fire, does she?
Like a prong
thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
I think that's probably what she means.
No.
Oh, but it would be the handle side.
Maybe.
Oh, that makes sense.
Jesus.
None of it makes sense.
You still eat the hot dog?
Yeah. Throw some relish on it. A little bit of mustard. A little spicy mustard.
Well, that defines hungry, doesn't it?
I mean, it's a hot dog. You obviously don't care that much what you're putting in your mouth.
I'm so hungry, I need a hot dog out of my wife.
That's the 5-second rule. If you shake it more than once.
Okay.
An AirPod inside the man's... urethra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it has to be the stick part, because, you know, they stick down.
Yeah.
What song would you play?
The Vinyls. Longer by Dan Fogelberg. The Biggest Part of Me by Ambrosia. I could go on. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll get to more
earlier, we were talking about gift cards. This is kind of an interesting letter we received from Harmony. Part of my fiance's job at the dealership that he works for is going through cars that get traded in. She said, not exaggerating, he finds at least 100 gift cards a year and over half of them have never been used.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great
nice
for him.
Yeah.
I bet there's also a dark side to that.
What do you mean?
Not to the gift card, but to going through people's cars.
Oh, when they're traded in? Oh, yeah.
I completely clean out my car.
Yeah,
so
same.
Do I.
Yeah.
I have it cleaned out when I just go look.
Yeah.
I never
too,
know if
just,
I'm leaving.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's where they get you, because you're not going to leave the dealership without buying a car.
Yeah, you're right. That's how they get me. I spent $90,000 on a Yugo.
But it was a classic Yugo.
It was a classic.
Be clear about this. It wasn't like it was a new one. It was a collectible.
That is an interesting topic. I wouldn't even.
But the guy threw in a $50 Red Lobster gift card, so I feel like I got a deal.
There you go.
Now, how many times you've lived in a number of homes, Christy?
Yes.
As have I. You ever discovered anything interesting in a house that you bought? Because you're much more likely to find something in a house.
No, not yet. I mean, I know you found over here in Sam's house, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was weird. It was a late 60s era ranch house,
mm-hmm.
and the family had lived in it for quite some time.
And had boys, girls, just the mom.
Yeah, four boys. And they had a urinal in the garage, which was great.
Genius.
I loved that.
Uh-huh.
But when I bought it, we didn't move in for a while, so we were doing a rehab inside. And one of the carpenters said, "Hey, look, there's a secret compartment underneath the sink in the bath in the what do you can't call it the master bathroom? What do you call
primary.
It? The primary bathroom.
Right.
Jesus." And so this guy goes down there and he takes this panel off below the sink. And inside is a box.
Hmm.
So this is very Geraldo Rivera.
What's in the box?
And I am not kidding. It was a very old feminine hygiene pad.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And, back in the day, that and, was...
And she had to hide them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How? But how weird.
Right.
Yeah. You had to have a screwdriver to get the panel off.
Wow.
That's a lot of work. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a shy person.
Yeah. Yes. You got to get down there. But I'm sure people have found much more interesting things.
I found recipe cards from, I don't know, probably the 40s or 50s, which was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's the protocol? When I moved into my house, the guy left the shed full of junk.
Oh, I hate
Could
that.
I have had every right to call him and go, get this stuff out of here?
Yes.
Well, you could, but he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's your problem now.
You don't have any recourse.
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah, but there's probably some cool stuff.
No, it's like tires, like stuff that's like a pain for me to really
That's why
away.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he...
When I moved into my house, I found a bunch of her husband's ex-husband's clothes that I had to give back to him. That was a quick question. I was like, hey, good seeing you, Larry. Here's a bag of clothes you forgot. Thanks for the house.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.